Long before weather alerts or five-day forecasts, people watched the animals, listened to the winds, took note of the moon, the stars, and they told tales to predict the weather. Some of these tales were meant to explain the unexplainable. Others were warnings or wisdom disguised in rhyme. For instance, if you were to hear a wolf howl three times, it meant a storm is coming. Or when a frog croaks loudly, rain is sure to come. Whether you believe in wolves predicting thunderstorms, or that a ring around the moon means snow is on the way, folklore has always been a way for people to make sense of the world, especially when it comes to the weather. And in North Dakota, if there's one thing you can count on, it's that someone's going to bring up the weather, and for good reason. Out here on the Northern Plains, weather isn't just small talk, it's a part of life. In 1903, Professor Edward B. Garriott began collecting weather sayings from around the world, trying to sort out which ones might actually help and which ones just sounded good on the front porch. Turns out, a lot of the long-term stuff didn't hold up to scrutiny. But the short-term signs, that was a different story. Garriott found out that turned leaves, animals huddling together, and yes, even your household cat could give you a heads up. Garriott noted that birds flying low could mean rain or snow is imminent. But of course, here in North Dakota, we know what that really means. Old Man Winter is hot on their tail feathers. This Dakota Day book was originally written by Jim Davis, edited for radio by me, Tay Calloway.